Welcome to Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont, and we're going to get it cracking in just a second. But let us explain to you what we do. We're going to bring to you all the newest sports heroes of today, your sports heroes of yesterday, your newest teams, and what makes us very unique is we're going to discuss some of your local heroes, some of the men and women who have made history in the sports community in your neck of the woods. So come on back and join us. Vintage Sports Internet News. Leave a topic. Hit the bell at the top. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Come on back in. Hi. Welcome to another edition of Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. Yeah, let's get it cracking this morning. It's a Sunday morning. This is the weekend, baby. We're going to get it cracking with some high school sports. We got some NFL action coming. You got the football game. I think Seattle's going down this morning. I think they're playing the Buccaneers at about 9:30 a.m. this morning. Yeah, man, we got some high school football cracking. So before you have that morning cup of joe, get your vintage sports internet on. Yeah. So let's get it cracking, man. Let's start it off with some sports that maybe went down in Illinois. The Illinois State High School Sports is the playoffs that's going on down in Illinois, man. So if you're listening in Illinois, it's your turn. You're up, baby. Glenbard West, they played Maine South. Yeah, it was the Hilltoppers against the Hawks and the Glenbard West Hilltoppers, 37, Maine South, 34. That had to be a game. 37-34, Glenbard West on top of Maine South. And it was Brother Rice against Mount Carmel. Brother Rice, 12, Mount Carmel, 48. So it was Mount Carmel who came out on top of Brother Rice, 48-12. And it was Prairie Ridge against Harlem. Prairie Ridge 69, Harlem 28. So it was the Prairie Ridge Wolves against the Harlem Huskies. And looks like the Wolves came out and devoured the Huskies 69-28. It was the Kenwood Broncos against Lamont. Lamont seemed to beat Kenwood 14-0. It was 14-0. Lamont beat Kenwood. Morris against Mayamet Seymour. Yeah, Morris against Mayamet Seymour. They beat Mayamet Seymour 35-14. Altoff Catholic against Johnston City. Johnston City beat Altoff Catholic 42-32. And Muscoota played Peoria Lions. The Lions played against the Indians. So it was the Peoria Lions 36, Muscoota Indians 21. Notre Dame College Prep against St. Ignatius College Prep. St. Ignatius 31, Notre Dame College Prep 6. Man, it was some really, really good games going on down in Illinois. Rock Ridge played Moroa Forsyth. I know I butchered that name up. Moroa Forsyth, 21, Rock Ridge, 7. Crete Moni against East St. Louis Flyers. The Crete Moni Warriors, 0, East St. Louis Flyers, 45. Rochester Rockets, 45, Carterville Lions, 28. St. Rita Mustangs, 28, St. Charles North, 7. I do believe that was an upset. St. Rita, which has always had a very, very good history of powerful football, but I believe that was an upset. St. Rita, 28, St. Charles North, 7. Yeah, that was a very, very good game. And that's going to do it for the scores in Illinois. Yeah. So if that was going down in your neck of the woods, I hope we covered some of the teams that were, you know, going down in your neck of the woods in Illinois. Illinois high school football at its best. And we're going to get down, you know, while you're having your morning cup of joe. And we're going to talk about some NBA action. And, yeah, what's going down on, you know, who's your favorite players in the NBA? Because I'm going to tell you, man, I got a few of them, man. And one of them is my man Zion. Y'all know how I rock with Zion. But you know what, Zion? I know you're not listening. But if you happen to be, if you just happen to be listening, man, you got to at least shoot the 15, 17-foot jumper to keep them honest, man. You can't just go to the rack all the time. I know that's your strength, but you got to at least shoot the jumper sometimes, man. And I saw you shoot it a couple of times the other night. I said, there you go. There you got to do that a few more times now. You got to do that a few more times. But there's some guys that's having some really, really great seasons right now. There's a few guys that are having, but one guy that's not really getting a lot of press coverage, and he usually doesn't, but he does this every year, and that's Luka Doncic. Yeah, Luka, however you say his name. I know I butcher it up every time, but Luka Doncic is, man, he's scoring like 34 points a game. And he does this every year. And he plays for the Dallas Mavericks, just in case some of you, you know, don't know who he is. And he gets like 34 points a game, maybe 8 rebounds, 8 assists, something like that, every game. And, you know, I don't really watch the Mavericks too often, but when I do, I'm always impressed. Like, I'm always looking at it like, man, can they stop this dude? And when I look at the highlights, it's the same thing. So, you know, he doesn't get enough press. But, you know, my man Steph Curry, man Steph, he's still dropping bombs. You know, you know, I like Golden State, but I don't like Golden State. I'm going to keep it a buck. And you know, some of y'all know why. I'm not that other. I'm not that dude that go around punching people. I'm not a fan of his. So that team kind of turns me off. Keep it real. And I like the Splash Brothers. I like the Splash Brothers. But other than that, that team's all right. Okay. And we'll get off of that and go back to my man Jason Tatum and Giannis and Donovan Mitchell. Them boys are balling out. All three of them boys balling out. I mean, so there's some guys in the NBA that are really, really, really having some great seasons. Giannis, he just, man, this dude. What can I say about him, man? I mean, he does this night in and night out, night in and night out. And so does Jason Tatum. Night in and night out. So does Donovan Mitchell. So does Kevin Durant. I mean, these guys are incredible. So, yeah, some guys that are just having some incredible seasons. I'm going to tell you another guy I really do like. And I don't watch this team that much. And you guys let me know. Ring the bell. Let me know. You know, Trey Young. That young guy. This dude, man, he be hitting some shots. I be like, how did that go in? I mean, he be hitting some bombs, man. He be way out there, man. And he just let it fly. And then he do these incredible shots up under the basket. Yeah, that young guy is incredible talent. I like him too. So, the NBA, man, has really got some really good players. It's going to be going down tonight. The Thunder and the Knicks, they kick it off at 12. 12 to 12 noon today, so check your local listings. But, yeah, it's going to be going down. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and all those guys, man. It's going to be going down, man. So, Julius Randle and R.J. Barrett and all those guys and Dort and Giddey. And it's just going to be really, really a good game to watch. So it's going to be going down at noon, man, the Thunder and the Knicks. So check your local listings. Let me see who else playing today. I think the Grizzlies and the Warriors. Yeah, they're going to, I mean, no, I'm sorry, the Grizzlies and the Wizards. Yeah, the Grizzlies and the Wizards, they'll be throwing down today, and I think they'll be playing on local television at 6 p.m. on NBC. Yes. Yes, the Grizzlies and the Wizards, they'll be playing on NBC at 6 p.m. You got Ja Morant and company, you know, Desmond Bane and them guys and Brooks, and you got Brandon Beal. Bradley Beal, you know, I'll chop a guy's name up in a minute. Come on now. Porzingis and Kyle Kuzma. Yeah, those guys are going to be throwing down. And then you got at 7:30, excuse me, you got the Utah Jazz, excuse me, and the 76ers with Markkanen and them guys and Joel Embiid and them guys. They're going to be throwing down at 7:30. And that's going to be, I think that's going to be on NBC or something. And is it? Let me see. NBCS, whatever that is. But then at 9:30, the game of the night, the Nets and the Lakers. And I think that's a very interesting game. It's going to be on the YES Network and the NBA Network, and the SNLA. And I think that's going to be a very, very interesting game. I hope Kyrie plays because the Nets are starting to find their rhythm. They got my man Jock Vaughn at the helm, and I think that Jock Vaughn is going to add some very, very calm stability. And he's got a very, very good basketball IQ. He's been in the basketball game a very, very long time. He's been in the professional game a very, very long time. And the Lakers, I think LeBron has a groin issue, so that may hamper the Lakers. And Westbrook is playing some very, very good basketball coming off the bench. He's firing that second unit up, and man, that would make a very, very good basketball game. And the Timberwolves and Cavaliers, they play at 6 p.m. to this evening. So if they're one of your teams, Minnesota, they're playing good basketball, and the Cavaliers, they're playing very, very good basketball. So yeah, Anthony Edwards is doing his thing. He's scoring 21 points a game, but I really do think he needs to amp it up a little bit. I know he's trying to get Towns and Gobert. There's their money, but he's got to amp it up, man. He's got to get up to at least 28 points a game. Donovan Mitchell, hey, what can you say about him? What can you say about Donovan Mitchell? But Darius Garland, you got to amp it up a little bit. You got to amp it up a little bit. You got to at least get into 21 points a game status. And you got the Denver Nuggets and the Bulls. Yeah, baby, that's gonna be a really, really good game there. Yeah, you got the Joker and Michael Porter. Them boys, they'll shoot you out the gym. And Jamal Murray, don't get started with him. And they got Gordon. them boys will shoot you out the gym, but you got DeRozan and LaVine and Vukovic over there in Chicago. They ain't no joke. And don't forget about my boy Dosunmu. Yeah, Dosunmu will get hot on you in a minute. So, yeah, it's going to be going down. It's going to be going down in the NBA today. So if you're watching the NBA today, it's going to be going down. Now, if you're still having that nice morning cup of Joe, it's probably really, really feeling pretty good to you right now. So we're going to get into some NFL, baby, because it's going down at 9:30 this morning. Yeah, the Seahawks and the Buccaneers are going to be rolling. Geno Smith and Tom Brady, they're going to be getting it on at 9:30 on the NFL Network. So, yeah, Leonard Fournette, he's going to be running that thing. And my boy Tyler Lockett, he's going to be trying to catch that ball from Geno Smith. So if you got your morning cup of Joe on and you eating your croissants and you've had your breakfast, oh, yeah, it's time for some NFL. And, yeah, it's going to be going down today. So whatever team you're rooting for, I hope your team wins. It's some teams that's going down today, you guys, that is going to be very, very interesting. I want to pick this one team, though. This one team, because it's the Eagles and the Commanders. Don't count the Commanders out. They play at 8:15 on the 14th, which is tomorrow night. But do not count the Washington Commanders out of this game. Because if you know from past history, Washington and Philadelphia, you can kind of throw the records out. I know Jalen Hurts is having a phenomenal season. I'm not discounting the Eagles in their season. But when you put the Philadelphia and Washington on the field together, for some reason, it turns into a phenomenal football game. And I'm not saying this one is going to be any different. This is going to be a football game. The Commanders are coming to play. So that's what I'm saying. This is going to be a very interesting game to watch. The Commanders and the Eagles are going to be a game that you can't miss it. I'm telling you, this is going to be a game to watch. But, yeah, let's get it cranking about the Vikings and the Bills. 1 p.m. on Fox. 7-1 Vikings. 6-2 Bills. Now, the only thing I'm kind of worried about is my man Josh Allen. Yeah. Josh Allen is supposed to be a little banged up, and he was a little questionable coming into today's game. So we don't know if he's going to be 100%. But 6-2 Bills, 7-1 Vikings. Who you got? Who you got? I like both teams. It's a toss up. I'm gonna leave it at that. It's a toss up. Jaguars and the Chiefs. Now, most of you guys will say the Chiefs are going to blow them out, but don't rush to it. The Jaguars are 3-6, and the Chiefs are 6-2. It'll be on CBS at 1:00. But yeah, pretty much. I don't think the Jaguars will have a chance. I think the Chiefs will probably win probably about maybe a couple of touchdowns, 2 or 3 touchdowns maybe. Then we got Lions and the Bears. Yeah, they're coming on Fox 1:00, Lions and the Bears. And we also know that's a rivalry. You can throw the records out the door. Lions are 2-6, Bears are 3-6. Doesn't matter. The proximity is too close. Detroit and Chicago.
It just this is too close to have for comfort. Lions, bears, you know what I mean? It's just, lions, bears, lions. Y'all know what it is. Yeah, they gonna get it on, man. Lions and the Bears on Fox. Broncos and the Titans. 1 p.m. on CBS. And I'm rolling with the Titans, man. I'm rolling with the Titans. I'm hoping they get their running game rolling. And it's all downhill for the Broncos after that. Okay, Denver fans, y'all can scream at me all you want, but I'm rolling with Derrick Henry and company. Yeah, okay. I'll roll with Denver next week. All right. Now we got the Browns and the Dolphins. Now, that's going to be very interesting, too, because the Dolphins, they're looking pretty good at 6-3. That'll be on CBS at 1 o'clock for those in that area. So Browns and Dolphins. Yeah. Browns and Dolphins, 1 o'clock, CBS. Oh, man. Nick Chubb and company. That's going to be very, very interesting. That's a toss-up. Browns are 3-5. It doesn't matter. So some of you all just saying we're going with the Dolphins because they're 6-3. I don't know. And they're at home. I don't know. It could go either way. Brissett can do it. He can do it. But I think I'm going with the Dolphins. They're at home, man. But I like the Browns. I like the Browns. I do. I really do like the Browns. It's a toss-up. Texans and the Giants, CBS, 1 o'clock. So I guess if you're in that neck of the woods, probably New York, it's going to be the Giants game, 6-2. They're going to tear the Texans up, 1-6-1. I'm just going to call it out, man. They're going to Giants all the way. Saints and Steelers. Now, that's an interesting game. The Saints are 3-6, and the Steelers are 2-6. That's going to be on Fox at 1 p.m. Now, that's a toss-up. And I don't know who to roll with. That's going to be a very interesting game. So the people who are in those necks of the woods, you're going to have an exciting game because the Steelers, you know, they can turn it on at any time. And the Saints, the Houdats, they can turn it on at any time. So, yeah. Yeah. Colts and the Raiders. Interesting game. 4:05 on CBS. Interesting game, man. That two teams that are really better than their records. I can't say it any better than that. Two teams that just seem like they should be better than what their records indicate. The Colts are 3-5-1 and the Raiders are 2-6. And there's no way you would have predicted that in the beginning of the season, but somebody has to fall. So chalk it up to whoever you want. But you never would have guessed that at the beginning of the season. Chargers and 49ers. Chargers are 5-3. 49ers are 4-4. I guess I'm rolling with the 49ers, baby. I'm rolling with the 49ers. I just don't think the Chargers are for real. I'm not convinced yet. And this game will either make or break them to me. Because the 49ers are one of those teams that they show up on some given nights, and some given nights they just look like a regular team. Then on some nights they look like, wow, look at those guys. So we'll see. But first game of this morning, Seahawks, Buccaneers, 9:30. Get ready, baby. Vintage Sports, Internet News. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.